From the KEIA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. Two North Texas universities gave out major cash to promising artists today. We'll hear more about the winners in a few minutes. We'll start with the rumors surrounding Radio Shack. The long-ailing Fort Worth-based retailer may be nearing its end. There have been reports that a bankruptcy deal could shutter the chain. Rumors are swirling that Sprint could take over half the stores or that Amazon might get involved. KEIA's Bill Zeeble talks with a Boston analyst who's followed Radio Shack's decline for years.
Radio Shack hasn't turned a quarterly profit in nearly 3 years. Analyst Scott Tillman with B. Riley & Company says the business has been out of touch with the times for a while. Gone are the days when consumers could fix their radio or computer with parts from the store or get your free battery through the Battery Club.
Many more devices today are rechargeable rather than requiring, you know, discrete batteries. A lot of the small parts are widely available, be it a kiosk in the mall or something you can order online. You know, it's very easy to go on Amazon and get whatever you might need, assuming that you don't need it for a day or two.
In the 80s and 90s, Radio Shack focused on cell phones. So many retailers have them today, from Staples and Best Buy to Walmart and every grocery store, Radio Shack can't stand out.
The biggest challenge for Radio Shack has been twofold. One has been a shift in business mix, losing out on the hobbyist business, the specialty parts business. And second has been extreme competitiveness in the wireless or mobile phone category.
Tillman says Radio Shack's been struggling to get people back into stores. Over the last few years, the chain has even created a few test stores that show off current technology the way people want to use it.
So many more devices talk to one another today and are compatible with one another, share information. You know, that wasn't the case 4 or 5 years ago. Because of that shift in connectivity, be it your phone to your tablet to your TV to your computer, there's a need to display those.
Only problem, says Tillman, Radio Shack lacks the money to create more of those kinds of stores or the funding to publicize and market them. Still, despite the Sprint and Amazon reports, he doesn't see Radio Shack completely disappearing.
I think we'll probably, in some form or fashion, have a handful of stores, you know, a few hundred stores that remain that are in high traffic areas where they are able to maintain profitability.
In any event, Tillman suspects thousands of those strip center locations will end up closing down. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
In 24 hours, a gang member who killed an Irving police officer will face execution. Donald Newberry would be the third member of the Texas Seven to be executed. The gang pulled off one of the largest prison escapes in the state in 2000. Attorneys for the 52-year-old Newberry have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to put off his lethal injection. On Christmas Eve in 2000, 29-year-old officer Aubrey Hawkins was gunned down as the gang robbed an Irving sporting goods store. Nearly one of every three veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. David J. Morris is one of those veterans, and today on Think, he talked to Chris Boyd about how civilians should talk with veterans about their experiences.
You do have to be careful because sometimes people, when they're asked about the war, don't know what to say, and they can have a flood of memory and emotions from their experience, and so it does take time, which means, you know, that when somebody has a strong emotional response to a question, that doesn't mean you should never ask that question again. It just means you need to find a better way to ask the question and or to find a way to have a more settled, more in-depth, more meaningful on the porch, you know, thinking about life from a remove kind of experience. Both parties need to get better at this conversation. Veterans need to get better. We need to become better storytellers, which is why reading helps. And why we should read more and think about the manner in which we tell our stories. And people need to be better listeners. We need to sit with these stories and be with these stories and think about them, internalize them, and incorporate the wisdom that we find in veteran stories into our lives.
David J. Morris is the author of The Evil Hours, a biography of post-traumatic stress disorder. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Two North Texas universities announced major arts awards today. Combined, the prizes represent $60,000 going to a director, a poet, and an interactive performance art collective. As KEI's Drone Weeks reports, all of the artists will be visiting the area in the next year.
The University of North Texas announced its fourth Rilke Prize winner today. The Rilke Prize is named for the German poet Rainer Maria Rilke, and the $10,000 award is unusual. It's not a beginner's prize or a lifetime achievement award. It's given to a mid-career poet for a book of exceptional quality. Mark Wunderlich, who teaches at Bennington College, won the Rilke for his new book, The Earth Avails. Earlier this year in Vermont, he explained many of the poems were inspired by a 19th century prayer book he found in his family home.
I started reading it, and I was very interested in the combined tone of praise, supplication, and complaint. And I was quite moved by the occasions of them, not being a believer myself. I still found the world that they called up to be a vivid one.
Wunderlich will make two public appearances in Denton in March. The second major arts award announced today is the two-part Meadows Prize from SMU. Each of the $25,000 stipends is designed to bring pioneering urban artists to Dallas, to have them reside here and develop a project here. Past winners include Will Power, whose world premiere musical, Stagger Lee, is currently running at the Dallas Theater Center. One of this year's two winners is Lear de Bessonnet, who works at the Public Theater in New York. She develops shows with direct involvement from social aid groups. She creates spectacular outdoor Shakespeare productions with hundreds of people on stage. These include top acting talent alongside housekeepers, cab drivers, and impoverished school kids.
One of my focusing ambitions has been this question of how do you wed a passion for social justice and theater in a way that is making the art better. Part of what we try to do is feature everyone doing something that they are sincerely excellent at, first of all, and that is actually serving the story.
De Bessonnet will be in Dallas more than a year before her musical version of Shakespeare's The Tempest is staged in spring 2017. It's a co-production between the Meadows School and the Dallas Theater Center. De Bessonnet wants to create a broad-based theater that puts the real people of a city on stage. So she needs that lead time to develop strong working relationships among all the groups, artists, and volunteers.
Every city is a body and a living organism. Every neighborhood a vital organ, every block a cell.
The other Meadows Prize winner is a Detroit-based hip-hop performance and installation collective called Complex Movements. The four-member group specializes in interactive, multimedia works addressing social justice and science. Like De Bessonnet, Complex Movements is committed to collaboration in shaping and presenting its works to give them local relevance. In Dallas, the group plans to present its immersive sci-fi parable called Beware of the Dandelions. It'll be presented in a large, high-tech, geometric structure in Fair Park for 4 weeks in October. As one member of the collective, graphic artist Wesley Taylor, puts it, "In the end, we want to see how many layers of complexity we can mash into a single piece and still tell a cohesive story."
Summer in the city, wonder how we made it through the winter. So hot and humid, but the music gets me through it.
Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Check out videos of the award winners at artandseek.org. For the evening, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 42. Tomorrow should be partly sunny with a slightly warmer high near 60. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of rain with a low near 32. It's currently 51 degrees in Dallas, 50 in Fort Worth, 48 in Tyler, 54 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.